大家下午好。
I want to speak to you today on the secrets of a happy marriage.
今天我想跟大家讲一下关于幸福婚姻的秘诀。
I'm giving a series of messages on the first 11 chapters of Genesis.
今天我要讲创世纪的前面的这。
Genesis is the book of beginning.
创世纪的意思是这本书的起初。
And God is laying down some principles of life.
在这里面，神讲了一些关于生命的一些原则。
In chapter 1, we learn that God is all powerful. He created the universe just by speaking a word.
是我们能看到神是多么的伟大，他多么的有力量，他用语言就创造了整个世界。
And God wants us to know that when troubles come our way and they're overwhelming, that He's big enough to handle them.
神也让我们知道，当我们遇到了问题，这个问题让我们很难以面对的时候，神会帮我们。
And then in our last study, we looked in Genesis chapter 2, where God created a man.
在创世纪第二章里面，神创造了一个男人。
And we learned that the purpose of man is to work and to protect his family from sin.
我们知道，男人的职责是工作，并且保护家人远离这些罪恶。
And now today we're going to take a look at the rest of chapter 2, where we learn the secrets of a happy marriage.
今天的讲到，我们要学习第二章的其他章节。这里面有一些告诉我们如何有一个幸福婚姻的秘诀。
On his commute home from work on public transportation, this is not working. A man read a book entitled Man of the House.
有一个男人他在坐火车回家的途中看了一本书，这本书的名字叫《一家之主》。
And finishing the book, the enlightened husband stormed into his house to confront his wife.
读完到了家之后，他看完这本书之后，他就冲回家里跟他的妻子说。
Sitting her down on the sofa, he said, "From now on, I want you to know that I'm the man of the house. My word is law."
你坐在沙发上，我要跟你说，我是这个家的一家之主，这个家我说了算。
And tonight you're to prepare a special meal for me and a delicious dessert too.
今天晚上你要给我做一个很专门的一餐。
And when I'm done eating, you're to fill the bathtub so I can have a relaxing soak.
吃完饭之后呢，你要帮我把浴缸注满水，我可以泡一个澡。
And when I'm finished that, guess who's going to dress me and comb my hair?
洗完澡之后呢，猜猜谁将要给我穿衣并帮我梳头？
The wife responded, "Well, my guess is the funeral director."
妻子说，我猜这个人应该是殡仪馆的馆长吧。
There's a lot of confusion these days about the role of a woman in the home.
在这现在的这个时代，关于女人在家的这个地位被很多人讨论，很多人很困惑。
Some think that the woman exists only to serve the man.
有些人说女人存在的这个意义就是为了服务于男人。
Others believe the opposite, that the man is to serve the woman.
又有一些人觉得正相反，男人应该服于女人。
And many are just confused, and it leads to a lot of conflict within the home.
所以这导致了很多人很困惑。
And so to reduce that conflict and to improve our marriages, I want us to look at Genesis 2 this afternoon, where we'll find out what God had to say about marriage.
所以今天我们要来一起读创世纪第二章，来解决我们这些困惑。
So we pick up the account in verse 18 where it says, Then the Lord said, It is not good for a man to be alone.
创世纪二章十八节说，耶和华神说，那人独居不好。
Now up to now, God had declared that every aspect of his creation was good.
在前面的几节，神说他的创造都是好的。
In Genesis 1:3, God saw that the light was good.
在一章三节里，神说光是好的。
And in Genesis 1:10, God saw that the dry land was good.
第十节里，他又说他创造的土地是好的。
And in Genesis 1:12, God made the plants and saw that it was good.
十二节里说他创造的这些植物和草蔬是好的。
And then in Genesis 1:18, God made the sun, the moon, and the stars, and he saw that it was good.
18节里说, 他创造的日月星辰是好的。
And in Genesis 1:31, God saw everything that he had made, and behold, he said, it was very good.
31节里说, 神看着他创造的这些事物, 他觉得很好。
But here, God makes a man, and he says, it's not good.
但是在2章18节里, 神说, 他看见这个他创造的男人, 他说不好。
Now, why did he say that?
他为什么要这么说呢?
What was not good?
为什么不好呢?
Well, it was not good that a man should be alone.
因为这个人独居不好。
And herein lies the first reason why God made a woman.
这也就是为什么神要创造这个女人, 与这个男人在一起。
God made a woman to be with her man.
这个上帝创造的这个女人就要跟这个男人在一起。
God made a woman to keep her man company and to be his companion.
神创造了女人和男人结为伴侣。
Most men do poorly without such a companion.
有些女人做这一项做得不太好。
A study has been going on for years, following hundreds of men who had graduated from Harvard between the years of 1939 and 1944.
有一项研究是针对1938、1939年到1944年间从哈佛大学毕业的几百名男性的一个研究。
And this study has followed these men throughout their lives who are now well in their 90s, some have even passed on.
这个研究是跟这些人一直从他们年轻跟进到年老，这些人现在应该已经90多岁了。
And the researchers wanted to know who flourished and who didn't, and the decisions that made them, that contributed to their well-being.
研究者想知道这些人中谁过得幸福，谁过得不幸福，和他们关于这些幸福所做的相关的一些决定。
The lead scholar on the study was a Harvard psychiatrist, George Valiant.
做这项研究的人是哈佛大学的心理学家，是乔治·威尔特。
And he summarized his results in his book, Triumphs of Experience, where he writes, happiness is love, full stop.
之后他把他的这个研究写进了他的书《幸福的秘诀》这一书中，他的结论是，幸福就是爱，没有其他。
Now he meant by that that there's no exceptions to this.
他的意思就是除了爱之外，没有其他可以让你幸福的。
There's nothing more that can be said.
没有其他的可以让你更幸福。
There's nothing that's more important.
也没有其他事情比爱更重要。
Happiness is love, period.
幸福就是爱，结束句号。
Now the current director of the study, the psychiatrist Robert Wallinger, says in his, filled in the details.
接下来这个研究被其他的精神学家继续进行着。
He said the subjects who reported to have the happiest lives were those with strong family ties, close friendships, and rich romantic lives.
那些生活最幸福的人是那些拥有牢固的家庭纽带、亲密的友谊和丰富的浪漫生活的人。
But the subjects who were most depressed and lonely late in life, not to mention more likely to have be suffering from dementia and alcoholism and other health issues, were the ones who neglected their close relationships.
而那些过得最不快乐和孤独的人，他们这些人很多也患有痴呆症、酗酒和其他的健康问题的，是那些忽视了亲密关系的人。
Like the Bible says, it's not good for a man to be alone.
就像圣经里说的，那人独居不好。
Over the course of several months, Peter Skillman conducted a study comparing the skill of elite university students against that of the average kindergartner.
有一个研究者 Peter Skillman, 他做了一项研究，他对比了一组是很精英的大学生，另一组是幼儿园里面的小孩子，做了一项这样的实验。
And a group of four was to build a structure using 20 pieces of spaghetti.
有一组是四个人，他们要建造一个模型，这个模型要用20根意大利面。
1 yard of tape.
一 yard 的这个胶带。
One yard of string.
一码的线。
And one marshmallow.
和一个棉花糖。
And the only rule was that the marshmallow had to be at the very top.
唯一的规则是这个棉花糖最终要在这个建筑的最顶端。
Well, the university students began by diagnosing the project.
大学生们最一开始就开始来研究这个项目。
They formulated stages of construction.
开始分一步一步该如何做。
And then they assigned roles. You do this, you do that, etc.
然后给每个人都分了角色。
Now the kindergartners, by contrast, they got right to work.
而幼儿园的孩子们没有做这些，他们就直接开始。
They would try something and it would fail.
哦，他们试了一些方法。
And they try again.
然后不行就再
试。And they kept trying until they succeeded.
然后继续试，直到成功。
Well, if you think that the business students did better, you'd be surprised.
如果你认为是大学生做得更好，那你就要觉得惊讶了。
Because in dozens of these trials, the kindergartners built structures that averaged 26 inches tall.
结果是这些幼儿园的孩子们建造的这个东西，它是有26英寸高。
While the business school students built structures that averaged less than 10 inches.
而大学生们只建造了一个10英寸高的。
Now how come?
为什么会这样呢？
Well, Daniel Coyle, the author who published the study, suggests that individual skill is not what matters.
这个研究者最后得出的结论是，个人技能不重要，重要的是互动。
What matters is interaction.
就是人们和人之间的这个互动。
The kindergartners succeeded not because they were smarter, but because they worked together in smarter ways.
小孩们他们获得的成功是因为他们合作，他们像一个团队一样。
They created and performed far beyond the sum of their parts.
他们的创造和表现远远超出了他们各自的总和。
Now that principle works in a marriage as well.
这个理论也同样适用于婚姻。
Two ordinary people working together can create and perform.Far beyond the sum of their parts.
两个普通人可以创造和表现的是远远超过他们各自的总和。
And that's why God made a woman.
这就是为什么神说男人是需要一个女人。
To give the man a partner.
要给这个男人一个伴侣。
Someone to be with him.
有一个人可以跟他在一起。
Someone to accompany him through life.
可以陪伴他过完这一生。
Someone who would enhance his performance.
可以帮助他表现得更好。
And so, to improve your marriage, God's design is to spend time with each other.
想要让你的婚姻变得更好，神说你需要花时间和彼此在一起。
Create some times in your marriage that you're just together.
你要创造一些跟你的伴侣相处的时间。
Instead of each going their own separate way through life, walk together along life's road whenever you can.
与其各自走各自的人生路，不如两个人一起走你的人生路。
Carolyn Kitchener in The Atlantic suggests doing dishes together from time to time.
这个《大西洋月刊》的作者建议夫妻两人一起洗盘子。
She writes, every day the dirty dishes slowly accumulate on the counter in the sink.
她说每一天脏盘子都会在你的水槽里慢慢积累。
Plates are covered with sauces and crumbs.
脏盘子通常都覆盖着油污和面包屑。
Knives, forks, and spoons are all gummed up with bits of this and that.
你的刀叉也沾了这个那个的。
And at the end of a long day of working and cooking and cleaning and negotiating with children, a couple has to face the big question.
在经过了漫长的一天的工作，跟孩子的相处、家务之后，大家都会很累。那下面就面临的问题就是谁来洗这个碗
？Who's going to do the dishes？
谁要来洗碗呢
？A report from the Council of Contemporary Families suggests that the answer to that question can have a significant impact on the health as well as the longevity of the marriage。
这个对家庭这咨询委员会他说。谁来洗碗这件事情决定了你婚姻的幸福程度和它的时间和它的长度。
That study found that for women, it's more important to share the responsibility of doing dishes than any other chore.
这个研究说，对于女性来说，分担洗碗的责任比分担任何其他责任都重要。
Women who wash the dishes the majority of the time report more marriage conflict and less marriage satisfaction than women with partners who help.
与有伴侣帮助洗碗的女性相比，独自花时间洗碗的女性，她的婚姻度更多，婚姻的满意度更低。
Women are happier about sharing dishwashing duties than sharing any other household task.
对于女性来说，跟她分担洗碗这项工作比分担其他的工作都要重要得多。
So what is it about dishes?
为什么分担洗碗这么重要呢？
Well, Dan Carlson, the lead author of the study, offers a possible reason.
这个研究者他说了一个原因。
He says doing dishes is gross.There's old, moldy food sitting on the dishes.
他说，因为洗碗这件事情有点恶心，因为你要面对着很多这种已经不新鲜的，甚至已经变质的食物。
And if there are small children, there's curdled milk in bottles or sippy cups that just smells disgusting.
如果你们家里有小孩子的话，还要洗他喝完奶之后的这个剩下的奶瓶，这个奶变质了就很臭。
And couples who share dishwashing responsibilities have a better relationship, says Carlson.
而分担这个洗碗的工作会让夫妻之间的关系变得更好。
And that's because a couple can do dishes as a team.
因为夫妻可以像一个团队一样一起洗碗。
Dishwashing causes couples to stand in the kitchen together and to work simultaneously until the job is done.
夫妻两人在厨房里一起洗碗，直到把碗洗完。
And that kind of teamwork, especially when it's practiced regularly, makes partners feel more connected.
洗碗就会也会让夫妻之间觉得彼此连接。
And thus they're ready to tackle the gross and the curdled in and outside of the sink.
一起洗碗可以把这个sink 里面的这些脏污一起洗掉。
And so here you have it. If you want to improve your marriage, do dishes together.
如果你想让你的婚姻变得更幸福，那就一起洗碗吧。
Not working. or learn to play a game together.
下面神说，想让你的婚姻变得更好，那就花时间与彼此在一起吧。
Or go on a walk together.
一起去散步。
When people find out that. Mrs. Williams and I have been married for 54 years. They often ask, "What's your secret?"
当人们发现牧师夫妇已经在一起结婚五十多年的时候，他们通常都会问他你的秘诀是什么。
And we always answer, communication and doing things together.
我们的回答通常都是我们要多交流，并且多花时间跟彼此在一起。
Throughout our marriage, we've often done things together. Very seldom do you see one without the other.
在我们的婚姻中，我们都是两个人都一直都在一起，你很少见到我们分开。
And that opens up communication. We never tire talking to each other.
而且我们永远都不会疲倦于跟对方沟通。
And when we communicate, we share our thoughts and concerns.
在沟通中，我们分享彼此的想法和一些担忧。
God made a woman to be with her man.
神说神需要女人跟男人在一起。
And so learn to spend time with each other.
要学习如何与彼此在一起花时间。
And then secondly, you want to help each other.
接下来你需要帮助彼此。
God made a woman to support her spouse.
神说女人夫妻之间要互相的帮助对方。
God made a woman to assist her husband in the tasks that he has given him to do.
神要女人帮助男人来完成他的工作。
Look at this in verse 18 again. Then God said, "It's not good that a man should be alone. I will make a what? Helper for him."
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，是要帮助他。
Now, some women just bristle at the idea of being a man's helper as if that's an inferior role.
有些女性对于这个观点很生气，因为她们觉得作为男人的帮手，这个是比男人低一等的。
But it isn't really.
但是其实不是这样的。
Think about it.
想一想这。
When a person is drowning and in need of help, who's the stronger party? The one who helps or the one who needs the help?
当一个人溺水并需要帮助时，谁是更强大的一方？是那个需要是那个帮助别人的人呢，还是那个不需要帮需要帮助的人
？Well, obviously, the stronger one is the one who is the helper.
很明显的，这个更强大的人是那个帮助别人的人。
And so it is in the husband-wife relationship.
也这个这也同样适用于夫妻关系中。
The helper role is the stronger role.
在夫妻关系中，帮助者的角色是更强大的角色。
In fact, God Himself is called the helper of His people.
神也被称为他子民的帮助者。
Psalm 33:20 says, "Our soul waits for the Lord; He is our help and our shield."
诗篇33:20说：“我们的心向来等候耶和华，他是我们的帮助，我们的盾牌。”
Psalm 75 says, "Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer."
诗篇70:5说：“神啊，求你速速到我这里来。你是帮助我的，请救我的，搭救我的。”
Psalm 115:9, "O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield."
诗篇115:9，以色列啊，你要倚靠耶和华，他是你的帮助和你的盾牌。
Now God is the helper of His people.
神是他子民的帮助者。
Now does that mean that God is inferior to His people?
那这就意思是神是比他的子民要次一等吗
？Does that mean that God is second rate?
神这意味着神比他的子民是他的第二级别的吗？
Obviously, no. Of course not.
当然不是。
God is the sovereign creator of the universe.
神是这个宇宙至高的创造者。
And God is in no way inferior to His creation.
神不可能是比他子民还要次一等。
And so it is with the woman.
女人也是这样的。
Even though God made a woman to help her man, she's in no way inferior to him.
虽然神造女人是为了帮助这个男人，但她的地位绝不比男人低。
The fact is, she has an honored role, the stronger role, in many respects.
事实上，女人更强大，她的地位也更高、更尊贵。
And that's so that she and her husband together can accomplish the mission that God has given them to fill the earth and to govern it.
女人和男人在一起，帮助男人完成神给他们的任务，就是管理这个土地。
Genesis 1:28 says this: God blessed them, the man and the woman, and said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, and all the animals that scurry along the ground."
创世纪1:28，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。”
I like the way that Kevin and Karen Miller put it in their book "More Than You and Me."
我喜欢这两个作者他们写的这本书。
They write, "Adam and Eve must have had fun working together in the garden."
在这本书里，这 Kevin 他说，亚当和夏娃在花园里一起工作，一定很开心。
No commutes, no childcare, no financial worries.
不用通勤，无需育儿，也没有经济上的担忧。
Just the opportunity to be with each other all day, and to feel the satisfaction of doing something together that couldn't be done alone.
只是有机会整天和对方在一起，并满足于一起做一些一个人做不到的事。
They went on to say, "We hunger for that today."
我们现在的人是很
something whereby we could cooperate together and mesh together and work like a mountain climbing team, ascending to the peak of our dreams and then holding each other at the end of the day.
我们很向往这样的生活，我们向往有一个人可以跟我们在一起生活，就像攀登一个高峰一样。等攀登到高峰的这个顶端，我们两个人手拉着手一起看向远方。
They said it's God that has planted this hunger deep within every married couple.
神把我们这个深深的渴望放到我们的内心。
It's more than a hunger to create new life.
我们也很渴望，比我们渴望创造新生命还要多。
It's the hunger to do something significant together.
是这个想要跟对方一起做一些很重要的事情的这个渴望，在我们的心中。
And according to God's word, we were joined to make a difference.
像神说的，我们联合在一起是要做一些很重要的事。
We were married for a mission to accomplish.
我们结婚是有一个任务要做。
Marriage expert Dennis Rainey says this, one of the missing ingredients of couples today is they do not have a mission. They do not have a sense of God calling them together to do something as a couple.
这个婚姻咨询师他说，今天的夫妻缺少的要素之一是他们没有使命，他们没有感觉到神呼召他们作为一对夫妻要一起做一些事。
Now you may be feeling that you have this mission, but wondering what is it?
有些人也说，我感觉我好像有个使命，但我不知道是什么。
Your marriage may not be perfect, but you have each other.
我的婚姻感觉不是完美的，但是我们也有彼此。
And you may or may not have children.
也有可能你有孩子或者没孩子。
And so what is it that's missing?
那个使命是什么呢？
Well, you may be missing a big part of what God created marriage for.And that is to serve Him together.
这个使命就是一起侍奉神。
Counselor James Arthuis writes, "To try to keep love just for us is to kill it slowly."
这个 James 这个咨询师说，试图只为自己和配偶保留爱，就是慢慢的扼杀爱。我们不只是为彼此而生，我们被呼召去爱我们遇到的每一个人和我们做的每一件事。
We're not made just for each other, he said. We're called to a ministry of love to everyone we meet and in all that we do. In marriage, too, Jesus' words hold true.In saving our lives, we lose them, but in losing our lives and love to others, we drink of life more deeply.
耶稣说过，只要要凡要救自己生命的，也必丧掉生命；凡为了爱而丧失掉生命的，就要就更深的喝了生命之水。
And so he says, don't be content just to be together.
也就是说，不要只是单独的跟两个人在一起。
Find something that God wants you to do together.
而是要找到神想要你们做的事情，然后一起做。
For example, get involved in this local church.
比如夫妻两人一起来教会。
Reach out to a neighbor.
去跟邻居聊天。
Find some ministry you can do together.
加入一些你可以加入的事工。
And you'll find that it just re-energizes your marriage.
你会发现你的婚姻重新的有了能量。
It's part of God's design for marriage.
因为这就是神对于这个婚姻的这个计划。
David Brooks put it this way. He said, marriage isn't about two individuals trying to satisfy their own needs. It's a partnership, a mutual self-giving for the purpose of moral growth and to make their corner of the world a little better.
这个大卫布鲁克斯说，婚姻不是两个人试图满足自己的需要，这是一种相互奉献的伙伴关系，目的是为了道德成长，让他们的世界一角变得更好一点。
And so find out what you and your wife can do together to make your little corner of the world a little better.
那就找一找看，你们夫妻两个人可以做一点什么呢，让你们的世界一角变得更好呢？
And so to improve your marriage, God says you need to spend time with each other.
为了让你们的婚姻变得更好，你们花时间与彼此在一起。
And you need to help each other to fulfill a mission.
并且帮助彼此。
And then you need to fit each other.
第三点是要适合彼此。
That is, complement your spouse.
那也就是要跟你的伴侣一起。
Harmonize your life with his life.
让你们彼此的生命变得更加和谐美好。
God not only made a woman to be with her man and to help her man, but God made a woman to fit her man.
神创造了女人，不仅是帮助这个男人，跟这个男人在一起，而是要跟这个男人彼此合适。
Look at verse 18 once again. It says, Then the Lord God said, It's not good that the man should be alone. I will make a helper, how? Fit for him.
十八节，里面有说，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。这里面用的是这个英文单词 fit。
So we read in verse 19 and 20, So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would call them, and the man chose a name for each one. He gave names to all the livestock, all the birds of the sky, and all the wild animals. But notice this last sentence. But still there was no helper fit for him.
十九到二十节说，耶和华神用土造成的野地各样走兽和空中各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。那人便给一切牲畜和空中飞鸟、野地走兽都起了名。但大家看最后一句，只是那人没有遇到配偶帮助他，就是helper fit for him。
The verse is saying, out of all of God's creation, there was not one creature that was a suitable companion for the man.
这里面说到，神造的各样的活物都没有一个活物能够跟那个人合适。
There was not one creature that would make him feel like a whole and complete person.
没有任何一种活物能让这个男人觉得跟他是合适的，让他变成了更丰满的一个人。
And so we read in verse 21, the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while the man slept, the Lord God took out one of the man's ribs and closed up the opening. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib, and he brought her to the man.
21到22节，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了。于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到了那人跟前。
Now you can just imagine this. Adam wakes up, and his eyes pop out, and his jaw drops, and he says, "Wow."
大家可以想象，亚当醒来的时候，他发现身边有一个女人，他的眼睛瞪得很大，下巴都要掉到地上了，大喊了一声。
Now I know that's not in your Bibles, but believe me, it's there between the lines. But here's what Adam said in verse 23. At last, this one is bone from my bone and flesh from my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken from man.
我知道我刚才说的这些并没有在圣经中，但是相信我，这个肯定是圣经背后要表达的。二十三节里说，那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
Adam realized what God had done. What God had done. He had given him a wonderful companion.
神给了亚当一个很好的伴侣。
A helper that was fit for him.In every way, taken right out of his side.
一个能很好的帮助他的人。
A man and a woman were made to fit together.
一个男人和他的妻子被设计成彼此合适。
Like two adjoining pieces of a puzzle.
就像拼图的两块。
Or like a nut on a bolt.
就像螺丝和螺母。
Or like spaghetti sauce on spaghetti.
还像意面和意面酱。
Each supplies what the other lacks.And each contributes to make the whole greater than the sum of its parts.
这两方都彼此奉献。
And that's how God designed marriage.
这就是神如何设计的婚姻。
Verse 24 says this. This explains why a man leaves his wife and mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one.
二十四到二十五节，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
The man and his wife were totally open to each other.
夫妻两个人要彼此非常的坦诚。
There was intimacy between them without any embarrassment or shame.
两个人彼此非常的坦诚，都不会觉得羞愧。
The novel Captain Corella's Mandolin. It's about an old man, and he's talking to his daughter about the secret of his marital love between him and his late wife.
在这本书里，这个爸爸在告诉女儿他和已故的妻子之间的故事。
And he tells her, love itself, what is left over when being in love, has burned away. And this is both an art and a fortunate accident.
Can you press one more? There's a Chinese translation.
Oh, I need to...Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
他说爱情本身就是相爱后燃烧殆尽后剩下的东西。这既是一门艺术，也是一个幸运的意外。
He said, your mother and I had it. We had roots that grew toward each other underground. And when all the pretty blossoms had fallen from our branches, we found that we were one tree and not two.
你妈妈和我有她，我们的根在地下相互靠近。当所有美丽的花朵从我们的树枝上落下时，我们发现我们是一棵树，而不是两棵树了。
With God's help, do everything you can to grow towards each other, not apart from each other, to become one tree, so to speak.
在神的帮助下，尽你们所能的成长靠近，而不是分开，最后长成了一棵树。
That's what God designed marriage to be.
这就是神设计的婚姻。
Two, becoming one, living and serving together for His glory.
两个人变成一个人，并一起侍奉神。
So to improve your marriage, spend time with each other.
想要提高你的婚姻，那就花时间与彼此在一起。
And help each other.
帮助彼此。
And be fit with each other.
并适合彼此。
Now some of you might say, well, that's good for Adam and Eve. They lived in the Garden of Eden. But I live in a fallen, sinful world.
那 有人就说，那这个对于亚当和夏娃来说很好，因为他们是生活在伊甸园里，而我现在是生活在这个堕落充满了罪恶的世界。
And so can that really work for me today?
那这个也会对我有效吗？
And the answer is no, not if you attempt to do it in your own strength.
答案是，如果你靠你自己的能量，那是不可能的。
That's what Caleb Holt discovered when he tried to love his wife, Catherine.
这个男人 Caleb 他想跟他的妻子凯瑟琳缓和关系。
He considered divorcing her after 7 years of marriage.
在结婚七年之后，他想离婚了。
And in one last attempt to salvage the marriage, Caleb's father asked Caleb to try a 40-day experiment that he called the Love Dare.
Caleb 的父亲说，你试试花40天来缓和一下你们的这个婚姻的困境。
Caleb agreed to do it, but halfway he called his father to talk about how things were going.
Caleb 同意了，但是没过多久，他又给他父亲打电话，说想聊聊。他爸爸就觉得事情不好了。
And he explained that the night before, he had prepared a candlelight dinner for his wife.
这个 Caleb 说，他前一天晚上准备了一个烛光晚餐，想跟妻子一起吃。
And her response to it all, I don't love you.
可是他妻子却说，我已经不爱你了。
Perceiving that his son was about to give up,Caleb's father came for a visit.
感觉到他儿子快要放弃了 ，Caleb 的父亲来了。
The two of them went for a walk.
父子两人一起出去散步。
And along the way, they came to a clearing in an area where a church camp was held.
他们走到了一片教会的空地。
At the site, there was a cross.
在这个空地有一个十字架。
And some tree stumps to sit on.
还有一些木桩，人可以坐在上面。
And so while Caleb seated on a stump, his father asked him, Caleb, if I were to ask you why you were so frustrated with Catherine, what would you say?
父子两个人坐下。Caleb 的父亲问他，你如果我问你为什么对凯瑟琳如此沮丧，你会怎么说？
Seated with his head in his hands, Caleb replied, "She's stubborn."
Caleb 把他的脸埋在手里，他说，凯瑟琳很固执。
She makes everything difficult for me.
她让我的一切都变得非常困难。
She's ungrateful.
她太忘恩负义了。
She's constantly griping about something.
她总在发牢骚和抱怨。
Has she thanked you for anything you've done the last 20 days, his father asked him?
父亲问他过他对过去二十天里你做的事情有表示感谢吗
？No, Caleb said.
Caleb 说没有，完全没有。
And you would think that after I wash the car.
你觉得我洗过车了。
And change the oil.
并且换过机油。
And after I've done the dishes.
然后也洗了盘子。
And clean the house.
清洁了房间。
That she tried to show me a little gratitude.
她会对我表达感激吗？
But she doesn't.
他没有。
As Caleb continued to vent, his father walked slowly toward the cross.
当 Caleb 继续倾诉抱怨的时候，他的父亲缓缓地走到了十字架的旁边。
In fact, Caleb said, "When I come home, she makes me feel like I'm the enemy."
Caleb 继续说，当我回到家的时候，凯瑟琳让我觉得我是他的敌人。
I'm not even welcome in my own home," he said.
我都不想回家了。
And that really makes me angry.
他让我非觉得非常生气。
For the last 3 weeks, he said, I've been over backwards for her.
过去的三周中，我每天都几乎对她像卑躬屈膝一样。
I tried to demonstrate that I still care about our relationship.
我想向她表达我还是很在意我们的关系的。
I brought her flowers and she threw them away.
我给她买花，她给扔了。
I've taken insults and sarcasm.
我听他每天都对我攻击和嘲笑。
He said, "But last night was it."
但昨天就像昨天就是这样。
I made dinner for her.
我给她做了晚餐。
I did everything I could to demonstrate that I cared about her and that I valued her.
我做了一切都想证明我在意她。
And she spit in my face.
但是她向我的脸上吐了吐。
She doesn't deserve it.
她不值这些。
And I'm not doing it anymore," he said.
我再也不想做这些了。
How am I supposed to show love to somebody over and over and over again who's constantly rejecting me?
我如何与这个总是一遍一遍的拒绝我的表达的爱意的人相处呢？
Now by now Caleb's father was standing by the cross.
Caleb 的父亲站在十字架旁边。
And leaning against it, he said, "That's a good question."
靠在十字架上说，你问的是一个好问题。
You asked how can someone show love over and over again when they're being constantly rejected?
你在问如何向一个不断拒绝你的人表达一遍一遍的表达爱意。
And the answer is you can't.
答案是你不可以。
Because you can't give her what you don't have.
因为你不能给她你没有的东西。
He said God loves you even though you don't deserve it.
父亲继续说，神爱你，即使你不配，即使你一次又一次地拒绝他。
And even though you've been rejecting him over and over and over again.
即使你一遍一遍地拒绝他，神也是爱你。
And God sent Jesus his son to die on that cross and to take the punishment for your sin.
神把他的独生爱子耶稣钉到十字，让他上了十字架，为我们洗刷了罪。
He's offering you forgiveness.
他赦免了你们。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
And so, he said, it was when I finally came to the cross, acknowledging my sin and receiving Jesus as my Savior, that my life was changed.
当我终于来到十字架上承认自己的罪，接受耶稣为我的救主时，我的生活发生了改变。那是我真正开始爱你妈妈的时候。
And he said, "That's when I truly began to love your mom."
这个就是我真正爱你妈妈的时候。
Jesus gave me the ability to love as he loves.
耶稣给了我爱的能力。
And so please, if you haven't already done so, come to the cross and let Jesus change your life.
如果你还没有这么做的话，你今天就来到十字架的面前，让耶稣改变你的人生吧。
With God's love within you, you can love even in this fallen and sinful world.
让神的爱到你的内心中，你就可以在这个充满了罪恶的堕落的时代里爱了。
And so to improve your marriage, spend time with each other.
为了改善你的婚姻，与你的配偶多花时间在一起吧。
And help each other.
要彼此帮助吧。
And fit each other.
彼此更适合。
With Christ within flowing his love through you, you can do it.
让神的爱灌注在你的内心，你可以做到的。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the blueprint for marriage that you have given within the Word of God.
神啊，感谢你给我们关于爱的这个蓝图。
And Lord, you told us that you've given us a woman to be a companion.
你跟我们说给赐给我们一个女人作为我们的帮助。
And as such, as a married couple, help us to spend time with each other, showing that love that we have for each other.
让我们这些已婚的人能够多花时间彼此在一起。
And teach us how we can help each other.
教导我们如何帮助彼此。
And Lord, show us how we can compliment each other.
也让我们学会如何去感谢跟别人跟彼此多在一起。
And with your love flowing through us, we know we can do it.
让你的爱关注在我们内心，我们知道我们能做到。
And so this I pray now in Jesus' name, Amen.
以上祷告，奉耶稣得胜的名 ，Amen。